You gonna do it when you feel like it, and that's how you're supposed to do it. When you wake up in the morning, you probably
gonna... I feel like that would be so epic if somehow, like, I finished it tonight.
I feel like you will, if you really want to. Jennifer on it. I didn't see you there. I feel like I sent you that. Jennifer is gonna be on it, so it's gonna be like one of those we're gonna have to watch again. Because yeah. You know, the first thing I thought about was you have to get something first to get to understand.
It's like all the like faves who we forgot about are coming back, like Little Women Atlanta, Braxton's, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Basketball Wives.
And how long is Real Housewives seasons? Because they still on. Like they just now coming to the reunion. Like, I feel like Real Housewives has been on for 2 years. This season has been on since Jessica Simpson was pregnant. Like, I have questions as to...
Bitch, they upped their season order from 15 to 22.
I feel like I stopped watching so long ago that I don't even remember, like, where I stopped. But it's been so many episodes that I could just...
I've been watching it. It's been messy. I just haven't seen the most recent one.
I saw the shit about Nene's Closet, and then now I'm seeing, like, her and Cynthia got beef. Which, I'm team Cynthia's wig, like... Persevere.
Come on, Cynthia's wig. I'm more team. I need to see the reunion looks because I don't know them.
Oh yeah, you know Cynthia always sitting. That's pretty much all Cynthia can do.
It's like sometimes I really hate it that she's a Pisces.
You don't gotta claim her. You know I didn't realize how many of the girls are Aries. Mariah, Aretha, Gaga, Celine. When she posted that picture, I was like, oh, these are queens. I've been, like, lying and trying right, to say it's a lot of them hoes. I've been, like, pissed off that my mom don't really have nobody but Mariah Carey. That's the only one I really knew about.
Well, you know, Mariah Carey is the DeGeneres queen.
I was proud of her. I was really standing yesterday. I was like, you better go the fuck off and be, like, generous. And, you know, you took a picture or you took a screenshot of some Ariana Grande love and... respond,
man, if they do a fucking song together, and like I said, I feel like I knew it would take some time, but I feel like it might still take some time even from now, but I feel like at some point I could see them do a song together
because Mariah's about her shit, and at the end of the day she ain't got time to be jealous. She know that clock is running out, and she knows that clock is running out, and Ariana Grande is the hottest thing walking right now. So at this point, you are on a level to be on a song with Mariah Carey.
And pull out a number one.
Gets in that studio and gets in your ass, and y'all are singing down because Mariah can still do it on a studio record. That's what I'm asking for. Like, that's the hope of the that's the hope and the dream of the slave, okay? That our black queens, Ponytail and Mimi, will get together on a song and give us vocals. That's it. That's all I'm asking. I don't even want no video. Just put it out. Just it could be a remix. Just long as she's singing with original vocals, I'm good. I don't want no right. She used Ariana like. Could you imagine if Mariah Carey sampling Ariana like Drake did Beyonce on Can I? God is a what? She'd be petty. Anyway. They announced this week that they're getting a divorce. We are inherently Team Gunika, of course. I'm praying for Shannon's safety. I hope that tonight when Monica rolls her... I'm sorry. Tonight when Gunika rolls her weed on her Bible that, you know, she finds peace without that nigga.
Because Gunika got niggas. Gunna got niggas that will fuck a bitch up.
Oh my gosh. You need to like watch that episode of Black Ink Crew. Because when Sky did stand up for her, you can take this out. When Sky did stand up for herself, she was like, you better get the fuck out of here. You in my motherfucking city. You in my motherfucking shop. You better get the fuck out of here before I have these niggas jump you. And it was one of those things where you know Teddy and C's looking like, like, you did walk in here crazy, my nigga. Like, they beat people for less.
People they've jumped like four niggas. They've jumped like four niggas in the last eight episodes.
Okay. Like, they was ready. She's like, that's why these niggas jump your ass. Anyway, sorry, that just reminded me of that. But yeah, shout out to the girls. Oh, no. That's an RIP to the girls. I didn't want to say shout out to them getting a divorce, but like, I didn't know how to transition.
Maybe they'll have like a T.I. and Tiny divorce where it's like a, we're a divorce.
I feel like Gunna could just be a single mother at this point. I ain't really ever thought of her with that man anyway. So Gunna could just be like a single mother that get good niggas every now and then. Like, you're like, damn, you know Monica getting dick down because she look good. But like, you don't know her business because she our auntie. So like, because Shannon just gave, if you're not Chris Brown's illegitimate daddy, then I just don't. You ain't that interesting.
I would have a threesome with him and Chris Brown.
Well, you and Chris Brown and Trey Songz and Megan Thee Stallion can all have a great time together. Because did you see that he was verbally harassing her on the internet before the sun came up? Being nasty.
That was kind of weird. It was like, bro, her mom just died. Like, can the bitch grieve?
It was like, damn, Tremaine, like... Man, she just want attention, and she always trying to jump in some shit when, like, it's popping to be popular, so. You know, I can see you doing all of that, right? And you know me, trying to look away, but I can't. Girl.
Yeah, like, that was definitely extra, and, you know, I just... turned in my Stan application for Trey Songz. So I was like, don't do no weird shit now, bro. Like, I just turned in the motherfucking application.
You drug him up.
That wasn't the best circle. Yes, I can hear though.
Well, at least I'm not a crying baby this week. You know? We moved up from the Bronx. Anyway, speaking of the Bronx. Mm-hmm. So, the girls were trying to cancel Bell Kalis this week, and, you know, I don't really feel like talking about it, but the girls said we should talk about it.
Well, if the girls said we should talk about it, I guess we should talk about it.
Y'all niggas need to, like, learn, like, real nigga shit sometimes. Like, sometimes shit be, like, for real, and sometimes niggas be, like, having to survive and, like, do shit. So, like, they tried to, you know, that's Lisa got caught up saying she, like, drug and rob niggas and shit like that. as a former lady of the night, if you will, sometimes you gotta do shit with, you know, to survive and get that coin. And so I chalk it up to that, and okay, I just really tap her. I really freeze all motor functions on this drama, because then y'all try to bring Nikki into it, and y'all know this is about to be the Chris hates the fuck out of this, but y'all know I hate to admit when somebody's like not being problematic when people are saying they are. So Jason Lee tried to drag out all this tea about like these lyrics on Nicki Minaj and how Nicki Minaj is like said the same shit. And first of all, like, Molly's not a daybreak drug. So that's like, that was the first thing I noticed. And then the girls started dragging up old tweets about him wanting to like drug the boys and get in their booty holes. So I really wanted to know, like, when the hit dog hollers, do they all come in packs? Because it was like, Jason Lee, you had nothing to do with this. And then you try to bring Nikki into it to be messy, and then it backfired. I call that karma. He calls that a haircut. So,
hey.
We all have faults. We all fall down.
Well, yeah, my thoughts were, you know, pretty similar to yours. It was like, it's one of those things where, I mean, okay, she did that. Like, people have talked about crazy shit in rap lyrics before. There's a whole song on Lil Wayne's album with him and Kendrick Lamar that actually goes the fuck off, where they talk about a bitch who drugs a nigga and, you know, they steal his shit. It's called Mona Lisa. Look it up.
Trina got a whole song about it. I'm sorry. I thought I was going to be more in the background with that. I was going to be more of the church choir.
But it's, yeah, it's just like, nah, like, that's what we're going to focus on right now. Oh, okay. I was like, at the end of the day, like, it's like, she just keep getting more clout. It's like, what protection spell is on her? Because whatever it is on her. Like, she is, like, the perfect fan base of, it doesn't really matter what you do, because it's, as long as it makes news, it's cool.
Tim was like, we don't give a fuck. So what? We too, Rob nigga. So, like, not we too, but, like, that's what the girls were saying. Some of the girls spilling out to you. I don't want them thinking we scammers.
But, yeah, you know, that's the teat on that.
Yeah. So, last but not least, because friend here really wants me to be nice to people this week. So I'm going to attempt this in the most nicest way. Anyway. So two of your faves announced to come back this week.
Two of my faves.
Because I don't know them that well anymore. But,
ooh, and then, you better get to know them, honey.
So, okay, so two of your faves came out this week and said they coming back with music. One released a single, one released a tweet. One stunned me with a visual, and gave a great album cover. And the other
one, visual stun,
looked amazing. Typography looked good. I hope the vocals match. I hope the songs, we hope for the best. And then the other one said that, you know, after much prayer, supplication, with my pastor and Barbara, I would like to let y'all know that I won't be returning to The View, next season, and I will be going out to do my own thing, and you should look out for me in the future.
I'm mad I was looking at your glasses to see if you were reading that off of some shit.
No, no, no. You know damn well. If y'all don't know what that is, first of all, you need to go to school. Second of all, go look up Star Jones, Quitting the View.
Guys, I apologize for interrupting you. Something's been on my heart for a little bit. And after much prayer and counsel, I feel like this is the right time to tell you that the show's moving in another direction for its 10th season, and I will not be returning as co-host next year.
Oh, shocking. It's shocking to me that you would.
I'm going
to
hold your hands right now, because as you might imagine, this might be the hard thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
It's been the most amazing 9 years of my entire professional and personal life. Barbara, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity of a lifetime to sit at this table and sit with you guys. My co-host Joy and Elizabeth and my Meredith in absentia. We have a lifetime of memories together.
A lot of fun.
And I'm going to take all of that and the respect that I have for all of you with me. To the crew, Rob and Phyllis especially, and the staff here at The View, you all are the most amazing, best in television. And I've been honored to be your colleague. And these viewers, you have welcomed me into your hearts and to your homes for 9 years. And it has been a privilege that I cannot measure with words. I love you desperately. I thank you for the opportunity. I'm not sure what the future holds, but I'm absolutely sure who holds the future. And I thank you very much.
Needless to say, Carrie Hilson and Sierra are who I'm talking about. Now, you can put the hoes in order in whichever one you want, whatever category. You can Google it because, you know, you only look at articles on one of them. But, you know, congratulations to Sierra for a great album cover, hopefully a great era. Good luck booking those stages that it seems like you're aiming for this era. The other one, I mean, you know, Ricky will listen to it and let me know how it is. And I'm sure the Hive will have a great time with this era and letting you know how much we've missed you, Carrie.
I've personally missed Carrie Hilson.
I miss Carrie Hilson too. I've been telling the same 7 Carrie Hilson jokes for 10 years now. I am ready for new material.
Is it bad that this is what Sierra's album cover is giving me?
Ah, you should post that. You should post that. I didn't think about that. Yeah. But like, nasty.
Beauty marks.
Is it called Beauty Marks? I didn't really read the title. I was just like, it's cute typography.
Yeah.
That's fine. And she doing blackface. I'm not going to make her problematic. We love the girl. She does, like, she... Okay, whatever. They going to say I'm hating the girl because I say she do a little blackface. A little blackface.
Yeah, she I was telling Emma Chamberlain.
Yeah, I was telling Mary J. Blige to do a little crack in our comments the other day. So
somebody's telling Mary J. Blige to do crack.
You know the girls always bring up Mary J. Blige when I say something about crack ass. Mary J. Blige, Whitney, Bobby, Oprah, Katya.
It's taking me longer than I anticipated to find what the fuck I'm looking for.
Shane Dawson. Is that Shane? Did we ever figure out who that was? Oh, Wendy Williams. Because you know Wendy Williams. Oh, we got to. Okay, this is how we should end it. We should pray for Wendy Williams.
Okay.
Well, to end off this episode of Randomness, hope you enjoyed it. We would like to offer our sincerest possible condolences. Is that what we say in this moment? To Wendy Williams.
Whoa! Oh, to Wendy. Oh, okay. I thought you meant four, and I was like, she's not dead yet.
Oh, no. Not being dead. Just being like having a baby on. Having had a baby on her. Is that how that would be said? Her husband had a baby on her.
Oh, my God. Way to be sensitive about it.
And we would like to offer our sincerest condolences for that because that's really messed up.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking like
that? Do you have anything to add?
Y'all pray for Wendy because Wendy was caught with the bottle and you know we ain't got time. I can't lose another legend. Not this year. She done fell out.
We cannot have Nick Cannon on the Wendy Williams show full time.
No. That would be... Why shouldn't pull somebody like Tamar or somebody? It would be somebody so draining. Ray J.
We're not going to think about that, though.
No.
Wendy will be back and good as new. She might finally leave that nigga.
Leave that nigga, Wendy. Leave that nigga, Wendy.
What's that Drag Race skit? Girl, get out of here.
Girl, get out. Good girl, get out. Good guy, girl, get out. Only thing I can think about when they was talking about, like, Wendy, like, it finally being the tea that he had the baby, I was like, Wendy, Wendy, Wendy.
Shut up.
And you can put the Whitney clip right there.
Whitney, Whitney, Whitney.
Wendy, Wendy, Wendy.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Lord, have I waited for this day?
Have you?
Well, yes, I have. Haven't you?
Whitney.
Yes, dear.
Absolutely.
I know it.
I don't believe that I've ever met you in my entire career.
Ain't that funny? billing. You talk about me all the time.
And you are top billing.
Is that why you talk about me all the time?
Absolutely.
You don't even know me.
Shout out to
somewhere heaven, like cackling. I'm not. I don't know.
She is out back. Whitney is out back right now behind the pearly gates, smoking a cigarette with Aretha. Like, girl, I told her, you mind your business. Why don't you mind your husband? I mind my child. You raise yours, I raise mine. Got it. All right. Yeah. Thank you. She told me. Okay.
Well, I just have a daydream, like, we should add this episode in with a whole bunch of bleeps and then try to do some shit where, like, if we raise, like, $30 on our Patreon, we'll, you know, give whoever the link to the actual explicit one. That might be something for, like, the future or something. It's gonna be whatever the fuck it is. It's gonna be, well, not, because we not, we fresh, nigga. We them freest niggas. We do this shit, motherfucker figures. All up in this bitch, making six figures one day. Cause I'm thinking in the future, got it real close. Cause I need you in the mutual sense.
Bye. You almost made it through a whole episode without a rap. That's so cute.
That's
like the first time for like a year. Everybody has been slowly building to now. It's a weekly segment. Just the first week, it was like, ooh, almost. almost made it out. Just cut these up and make this the big thing. Add a beat behind all your freestyles.
It's like, ooh, this is gonna be whatever it's gonna be. And I want you to actually listen to it.